The Hazards of Not Knocking by Cahoan One. You have a bad habit of doing this, barging in without knocking. You always have. When you were 5, you had it, and it's a lesson you've never learned. You would have thought that the time you walked in on your mom... Yeah, it's best not to think about that. In a civilized world, people knock. In a civilized world, people sometimes even call ahead. In a civilized world, people do not bypass someone's personal security team by super-zipping past them faster than the eye can see and then banging open the door so loudly it would have woken the dead. Then again, the case could definitely be made that Earth is not by any means all that civilized anyway, so... Still, it's actually kind of rude anyway, civilized world or not. Which is why you have the words, "Oh, I'm sorry," tripping over themselves in your mind while your mouth is hanging wide open. Of course, your tongue is not working because it's too busy salivating at the sight of Lex's silk boxer-covered ass. Which you're going to have to analyze later. The fact that you're salivating, not Lex's ass. Though, you're not exactly opposed to analyzing Lex's ass either, which is, of course, another thing you're going to have to analyze. Eventually. Lex, though, Lex looks completely calm, if a little bit aggravated. Your hand is completely frozen on the doorknob. There are words in your vocabulary, you know there are, but they, like your hand, are refusing to move. All that comes out is a very smart and ever so clever utterance of a wonderfully articulate word. Lex's jaw clenches for a moment, and his eyes haven't left you. Clark, you blink. Lex breathes out slowly and makes a motion with his hand, and that's when you see the woman on her knees in front of him. A moment, Lex says dismissively, and dear God, how had you not noticed there was a woman kneeling in front of him? I'm sorry, you say, because yes, finally, your brain is starting to fire again. Thank God. I should have knocked, Lex asks, arching an eyebrow and pulling up his pants, fastening them as he turns to face you. Another thing you're going to have to analyze later is the fact that you're disappointed that he's fully clothed by the time he faces you. Yes, Clark, it might benefit both you and I if you were to, from now on, perhaps knock. You blink, and hey, it looks like that's working too. You're on the right track now. If you could just shut your mouth and maybe stop shaking a little. I didn't mean to. What? She can... I didn't. Lex's face relaxes into an easy smile, and he turns to face the woman. Blonde, pretty, petite, and holding... Are those needles? Is this some weird kind of fucked up sadomasochistic thing? Celia, I believe we have what we need here. Yes, Mr. Luther, this Celia says. And you really don't think it's fair that she's looking at you like you're an amusing little sideshow. You try your best to frown at her, but you're reasonably sure the best you can do is a pout. She walks out without saying a word to you. You know, in some cultures, that's considered rude, too. So, you know, you're not the only rude one around here. Gala event tonight, likely to be boring as hell, Lex is saying. And whoops, he's been talking this whole time and you've missed it. So, new suit. He holds his arms out and looks down at himself. Not the best fit in the world. Could have done with a little more notice, but I guess it'll do for tonight. You let out one of those embarrassingly loud laughs because you're so taken off guard and flustered right now that you can't really do any better. It'll do. Lex perches on the end of his desk, and you've always envied that. The way he just lounges like that. When he does it, you can picture him in front of thousands, millions even, talking to them like it's the easiest thing in the world. You, on the other hand, break out in the cold sweats when you have to read aloud in English class. Was there something you needed, Clark? Lex is asking. But you only partially hear it because he's not looking at you. He's looking down at himself, smoothing down the slacks in a way that's making your brain start to short circuit again. You really need to snap out of it. Your entrance leads me to think there's something urgent in the works. You should probably stop staring at the way the pants fit his hips, but you keep seeing his ass flip through your mind and think to yourself that it looks so much better without all of that cloth on top of it. Clark? You jerk your head up and look at him. Sorry. No. I just wanted to see you. Lex smiles, one of the smiles that only you get to see, and it makes you have to smile back. Well, see me you have. Yeah, you say, and you really need to get out of here. It's not like it's the first time he's distracted you like this. You learn to accept that Lex did things to you that no other man had about a year ago. It's just that you're afraid that if you don't get out of here soon, it's going to become all too apparent just what that thing was, which was namely you being hard. Because God, one look at Lex and you were hard anyway, much less when he was standing a mere 20 feet away from you with his pants around his feet and boxers so thin you could see every contour of his body through the silk. And you just can't stop seeing it. Or looking at his crotch, apparently. You have to admit, no one wears a pair of expensive trousers better than Lex does. Charity du jour, I think it's dolphins this time. Not entirely sure. Then again, when my father is involved, no one's ever sure, Lex is saying, and damn it, again, you've missed most of the conversation. Hell, maybe he's lobbying against the dolphins. My father does like his tuna. Tuna, right. You're trying to stop looking. You really are. Your hands are clenched by your sides, and if you were human, your palms would be bleeding where the nails are digging in. As it is, though, it just barely stings. Lean, pale form, muscled legs, an ass with just the right amount of curve, blue boxers, silky and clinging. No need to imagine what he might look without them. He doesn't need x-ray vision to know that Lex's ass couldn't have been more beautiful if it had been sculpted by Michelangelo. Except you should really be able to concentrate now because those boxers are covered up with gray pants that probably cost more than your father's new tractor. You blink, and then Lex is standing in front of you, right in front of you, and his hand is on your shoulder. It takes everything in you to look him in the eye. Are you all right, Clark? You seem preoccupied. Swallow, Clark. You should swallow. You wear boxers. Lex blinks, and you want to sink under the floor and curl up and die right there under the Luther Mansion. As opposed to briefs? Yes. He smiles, a little off-center, and you're pretty sure you're the only one that gets to see that smile, too. You're a little too humiliated to smile back, though. I find boxers to be less constricting. You nod like a big, dumb puppy, and you can't stop. So you laugh. It's loud, and it echoes, and you're the biggest moron that ever walked the face of the earth. Yeah, because they're looser, because they're not tight. You're a bright shade of pink. You're sure of it. He's laughing at you, even if he's not making a sound. You're sure of that, too. You can see it in his eyes. Clark, it's okay, he says, hand squeezing your shoulder and then sliding down your arm. Sometimes you think he does it on purpose, this touching thing. Sometimes you think he's slowly seducing you, and it's not even your fault that it works. He has powers. He's Lex. This is what happens when you don't knock. You might catch someone with their pants down. You want to say something, something clever and witty, that makes you sound older than you are. Something that makes you sound like you're not a 16-year-old kid with a crush on his best friend. I walked in on my mom and dad once, you say instead, and the way your voice trembles is possibly more humiliating than anything. I've been trying to block that out for 10 years. Lex's eyebrows raise and his thumb brushes over your bicep. You don't even think he knows he's doing it. He does this all the time. Touches you for no reason at all. Just because you're there. Just because you've never stopped him. You don't want him to stop. Maybe ever. I once walked in on my father receiving a blowjob from one of our maids back in Metropolis, Lex says, a smirk flitting across his face. She gave me extra cookies with every meal for a month. And see, all the progress you've made since walking in the door is now completely obliterated because you can't keep your mouth shut. Lex said blowjob, and you have an overactive imagination, and you're so hard right now a stiff breeze could make you come. You swallow and blink and hope you can dig yourself out of this lust-filled cloud you're now enclosed in. I've never... You stop abruptly, your eyes widening. One of those. Never, you know, had one. It's over now. You're gone. because he's doing that thing he does where he looks at you from head to toe in excruciatingly slow arc. And it's not possible for you to get harder than you already are, but Lex has ways of pushing the boundaries. You feel a surge of electricity when his eyes meet yours. You should, Clark. His voice has taken on a lazy quality, a little husky. It makes you think of silk sheets and sweat and skin, and you're afraid any minute now you're going to fall over. Nothing quite like it. Tell me, you say, because you're completely not in control of it anymore. You're frankly surprised you're breathing on your own. His fingers are still curled around your arm, and he's standing close enough for you to feel every inch of him in body heat. I don't... Tell me. Lex looks at you like he's weighing his options. There are moments when you think you have to be crazy because there's no way he could mean it when he looks at you like he'd fuck you into next week if he could. At moments like this, though, you know you're not. It's impossible to mistake that spark in his eyes for anything other than raw want. Tell you what it's like to be sucked, Lex asks, and he steps closer. There's no need for it. It's absolutely silent in the study. You can hear him just fine without him standing closer. But there's no way you're going to ask him to step back. I'm not sure that's something that can be translated to words, Clark. Looking down into their eyes as they wrap their mouth around your cock, it's one of those things where you just have to experience it. You have to close your eyes, and you're pretty sure you might have just come in your pants. You might be wrong, though, because you're still hard. It takes everything in you to not reach down and stroke yourself. I actually prefer to give them myself, Lex whispers, and it's right in your ear. You can feel his breath on your neck and his fingers lightly sliding down your arm. Getting one is wonderful, don't get me wrong, but I enjoy the power in giving one. You swallow. This has to be a dream. There's no way this is happening. And since it can't be happening, it's okay that you reach down and squeeze yourself to keep from coming. You don't get to dream about Lex that often. You're going to savor this. In 10 minutes, your mother is going to wake you for school, and you're probably going to think about this all day long. You've given them. Mm-hmm. Lex hums into your ear, stepping even closer. You can feel the material of his slacks rubbing up against the back of your hand, and you know if you move your hand, his leg will be pressing right into you. So you do. It does. You swallow again. You like it? His leg grubs against your cock, and his hand reaches down to take hold of your hips. I do. I like the taste, the weight. I like the sounds they make, the way their hands feel on my head. His lips rest on your neck for a moment like he's just breathing you in, and your head falls back to give him better access. I'd like to know what you taste like, Clark, how you'd sound when I made you come. You make a sound in the back of your throat you've never made before, and you blindly reach out to grab the nearest thing to you. The front of his shirt clenched in your fist, and you're pulling him closer, his leg pressing into your cock with just enough pressure to be not nearly enough. God, Lex. I'd unzip your jeans with my teeth, he whispers into your neck, and it sounds like a moan. It sounds just like you think it would, but it's so much better. Take them off slowly. Make you squirm. Beg for it. You gasp when his hand closes over your cock through your jeans. No hesitation, just pressure, squeezing once and then holding as he presses his nose into your neck. Lex, I'm gonna... Not yet, he hisses, teeth sinking into your neck. Not until I taste you, wrap my lips around you and make you howl. You've never felt anything like it, Clark. Nails scraping down your legs as I go down on you. You moan loud enough for the servants to hear you. You know you do. It's not your fault, though, because the heel of his hand is pressing into you, and it's the first hand that's not yours to touch you, even through jeans. Oh, God, Lex, please. Please. Fuck, Clark, he hisses, taking in a shaking breath, pressing his body against yours. You can feel his cock pressing into your hip, and it's just as hard as yours. Fuck, you have 2 seconds to back out before I'm on my knees sucking you, Clark, I swear to God. It's starting to dawn on you that this can't be a dream because you distinctly remember your mother waking you up that morning and the Kim test being a bitch and Chloe drinking 4 espressos at the Talon counted the minutes until you could get away and come here. You buck into his hand and it's so real, so right there, and his hard-on is pressed into your hip and he makes this sound. this low growl right into your neck, and you can feel it rumble all the way through you. And you swear right then and there that you'll never do anything bad ever again if God will just let you have this not be a dream. Please, Lex, you whimper, because it's the best you can do, and you're shocked it even came out at all. Please just... You don't even get to finish because he's gone all of a sudden, and your eyes fly open, mouth ready to apologize and beg forgiveness when you see that he's already on the floor, fingers ripping out your zipper like he's starving, and you're the only thing to eat for miles around. Oh, God. Oh, God. He's got your jeans unzipped now and halfway down your thighs, and he's staring at your cock, and you're 2 seconds away from coming just from this. Tell me you want this, Clark, he says, looking up at you, eyes dark and clouded with lust. Tell me. I want this, you say in a rush, reaching out and spreading your fingers over his head because you just have to touch him. You just have to feel his skin, and his head is always so naked, and it's always been sexy to you, even when you didn't want to admit it. Lex, I want this. I want you. I want this. He breathes out a moan and reaches down, grips himself through his pants, and it's the sexiest thing you've ever seen. You want me to suck you off? You manage to nod and run your fingers down his scalp. Yes, please. God, Lex, just please. He takes you down in one, and you cry out in buck. You've never felt anything like it before, and you never could have imagined it would feel this good. Hot, wet heat wrapped around you like fire, and it coils all the way down your legs to your toes and back up again. Your fingers tighten on his head, and he growls and presses down further. You've been wanting this for so long, and when his nails scrape down your legs, you know you're going to come. It's too soon, but it's been coming so long, since the moment you met him, and it's been building up to this. Every time you saw him, every time he touched you, one step closer and closer to this. You come, and he moans around you again, and it vibrates all the way up to your spine. You've fallen on your knees by the time it's over, because there's nothing to hold you up, and you can't stand on your own. He's breathing hard and reaching down to unzip his pants, so you reach over and help him, and the instant your fingers touch his, he lets out a moan and presses against your hand, his fingers clenching around your wrist and pressing it to him. Fuck, he hisses, his other hand reaching out and grabbing your head, pulling you forward and pressing his lips to yours. You taste the bitter salt of your cum on his lips, and it's just one more turn-on. God, Clark, he's whispering against your lips, so you open your mouth and let him look inside. He's making sounds like a wild animal, bucking against your hand, and he doesn't even finish unzipping his pants. You know he's going to come soon when his breath starts hitching in his throat, so you start warring with his tongue in your mouth and press your hand against him harder, working your fingers around him until he's writhing underneath your palm like a live wire. You have no clue what you're doing, but you know what feels good to you, and he's not complaining. When he comes against your hand with his tongue in your mouth, you feel like you've won the gold medal. You kiss for what has to be hours, just like that, half undressed on the floor of his study. When you go to sleep that night, you wonder if you wake up just to find it was a dream. It doesn't matter, though. It was worth it. Author's notes. You know, I haven't read any Smallville stories that I've written in a long time. This was written March 12th of this year, and I forgot the story, like, existed. And it was difficult to read out loud because it was so hot. I kept going, you know, like, ooh, that was hot. You know, I'm reading and then I'm going, ooh, that was hot. Oh, wait, no, I'm reading this for mass consumption. Can't say that was hot after everything that's hot. So anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the fic, both in text and voice format. I hope I did a good job reading it. And that's it. Goodbye.